journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
It's considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Thanks for tuning in today. Hope you'll stay with us. Another 41 and a half minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. In the next 30 of those minutes, we will get you an update of news headlines. Then we will learn more about criticism of Donald Trump for ordering deadly attacks on boats in international waters that he claims were carrying illegal drugs.
These strikes really are unprecedented. It certainly raises very serious questions under both domestic law and international law.
We're going to talk with a former legal advisor to the State Department. We are also going to learn more about Utah Governor Spencer Cox. He has sort of been center stage in the investigation of Charlie Kirk's assassination. We will learn about the future of his approach to discourse, disagreement. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center presenting Legally Blonde the Musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law. Running September 12th to 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org.
50% chance of showers and storms tonight. Humid for the next several days. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, humid, partly sunny. 60% chance of showers and storms. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence and 80 in Topeka. It's 620.
Support for NPR
Committee. So how much could their recommendations affect your access? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts tomorrow are Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding area since 2004. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Topeka. The time is 6:30.
Which is now stalled. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, who served as an alternate elector for Trump, is also in the race for governor and has Trump's endorsement. For NPR News, I'm Raul Bally in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are to blame for some people's distrust of vaccines. Marshall made his comments today during a hearing of the Senate Health Committee. Members were questioning former CDC Director Susan Menarez.
I think the CDC is the cause of vaccine hesitancy, that you are the problem. As of COVID, And you're forcing these vaccines on people that weren't ever really proven or justified, that the benefits didn't outweigh the risk, and you all sat there with your hands in your pockets and you let that happen.
Menarez was fired less than a month into her tenure by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. She says Kennedy wanted to change the CDC's vaccine policy despite scientific data showing that the policy worked. Marshall also questioned Menarez about allowing employees to work from home, contrary to an executive order from the president. Kansas State University is removing the word diversity from its mission statement and replacing it with the word all. The Kansas Board of Regents approved the change during its meeting today. K-State leaders say it was prompted by a new state law requiring universities to eliminate policies related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. The previous mission statement said the university, quote, embraces diversity, encourages engagement, and is committed to the discovery of knowledge. K-State President Richard Linton explained the change this way.
We are asking for the change. The university embraces all rather than diversity, and this is to comply with Senate Bill 125.
The Kansas Board of Regents voted unanimously to approve that change. Public universities across the country are scaling back diversity programs as states threaten to withhold funding from schools that support DEI efforts. The University of Kansas says it will not discipline or fire an employee who made harsh comments in a social media post last Friday about comments made by slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The Kansas City Star reports that screenshots of the post made by KU employee Brianna Lichtenauer-Wasser were shared to X by a right-wing influencer known as Libs of TikTok. A KU spokeswoman said the school is aware of the post, which the employee made on a personal social media account using a personal computer and on personal time. Aaron Barcom Peterson also said the post was not made in the person's capacity as a KU employee, but rather as a private citizen, meaning there was no violation of university policy. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Humid with a low in the mid-60s. Humid again tomorrow with a 60% chance of showers and storms and a high in the mid-80s.
PR News, this is All Things Considered.
New information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies too, all around the state. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
We do still have about 10 and a half minutes of All Things Considered yet to come this evening. If you're joining us on KPR One Station, stick around for an update of news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. She's got some Beethoven and Brahms and lots of wonders lined up for you. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next, it's the Moth Radio Hour. Steamy, warm, good chances of showers and storms for the next several days. 50% chance of showers and storms tonight. Lows in the mid-60s. Humid tomorrow. 60% chance of showers and storms. It's 10 minutes before 7.
From NPR News, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from UKG, delivering HR, pay, time, and culture products and services, dedicated to helping clients build a great workplace for their people. UKG.com/great. UKG. Our purpose is people. From American Jewish World Service, committed to the fight for human rights, supporting advocates and grassroots organizations worldwide working towards democracy, equity, and justice. At ajws.org. And from Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
You might hear some people you agree with on Morning Edition and some you don't. That's the point. Different views for a full picture of the news. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Up next, news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. We will hear a Pavan tonight. We will hear some Beethoven. We will hear some Brahms. We will look at the history of a very specific sequence of notes, all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Humid tonight and humid tomorrow. Lows tonight in the mid-60s, highs tomorrow in the mid-80s with a 60% chance of showers and storms. It's 7:01 and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder at Windsor Castle. String ensemble playing the U.S. national anthem at tonight's state banquet honoring President Trump, who praised the achievements of the British people.
The British Empire laid the foundations of law, liberty, free speech, and individual rights virtually everywhere the Union Jack has ever flown, including a place called America.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have been treated to a day of pomp and pageantry. Trump is to meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer tomorrow. Earlier today, thousands marched through London to protest the state visit. The former head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is offering new details about the events that led to her firing last month. Susan Menares told a Senate panel today that she clashed with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over his demands that she sign off on future changes to the vaccine schedule for children. Here's NPR's Will Stone.
Menares was confirmed in late July after receiving broad support from Republicans. At the time, Kennedy himself stated she had unimpeachable scientific credentials. But Menares says that she soon found herself at odds with Kennedy. She says she refused to back Kennedy's efforts to overhaul a vaccine advisory committee or pre-approve its recommendations, and that came to a head in late August.
He said that the childhood vaccine schedule would be changing starting in September, and I needed to be on board with it.
Kennedy has accused Menares of lying about the reason she was fired. The CDC vaccine committee, which includes a new roster of members, some with a history of being critical of vaccines, meets in Atlanta on Thursday. Will Stone, NPR News.
ABC is pulling comedian Jimmy Kimmel off the air. ABC says it's suspending Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely following comments he made about the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The announcement came after one of the network's largest affiliate groups, Nexstar Media, said it would stop airing the show on its stations. And earlier today, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr urged broadcasters to stop airing it. Vice President J.D. Vance made a stop in Michigan today, where he spoke to a room of Republican supporters at a metal stamping plant. Alex McClendon, a member station WDET, reports that he defended a number of President Trump's policies.
Speaking from the podium, Vance talked up Republican tax breaks, as well as the White House's efforts to, quote, take back American streets. The vice president defended the use of the National Guard in Washington, D.C. and Memphis, calling it one of Trump's proudest achievements in office.
We deserve to be safe in our communities again, and that's what the president is making happen.
Vance told the crowd he would be happy to see the National Guard deployed in Detroit. That's despite crime rates in the city trending down in recent years. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
And you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Chapter, offering Medicare advice to seniors nationwide and working to find the plans that best fit their needs. Advisors are available by dialing #250 and saying keyword Medicare Help. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 17th. A third of a century ago, we knew of only two solar system bodies beyond the orbit of Neptune, Pluto and its largest moon. Today, the known population of such bodies is in the thousands, and quite a few of them are in the same class as Pluto itself, dwarf planets. One of the newest members of that class is 2017 OF201. It was discovered in 2017. A recent study found that it may be about a third the size of Pluto. If so, then it most likely would qualify as a dwarf planet. The object follows a highly elongated orbit around the Sun. It ranges from about 45 times to 1,600 times the distance from Earth to the Sun. And it takes almost 25,000 years to complete a single orbit. Today, it's about 90 times the Earth-Sun distance and moving outward. Before long, it'll be so remote that not even the biggest telescopes can see it. Researchers say the object could be bad news for a possible Planet Nine. Studies of other objects in the outer solar system suggest that some of them may have been pushed around by the gravity of a much larger planet. That body could be a planet roughly 5 to 10 times the mass of Earth, orbiting far from the Sun. But the orbit of 2017 OF201 shows no influence of such a planet. There's a lot to be done to understand the orbits of the bodies in the outer solar system and use them to pinpoint a possible planet far from the Sun. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
De Milan here on KPR, John Jervis on guitar. Hi, I'm Destiny. That rhymed. Luis de Milan and Pavan. Very interesting. Hope you're all having a super Wednesday. It is the midweek, and I'm in the mood for some water music. Not just any water music, Handel's water music. But did you also know that Telemann wrote water music as well? Yes, he did. In fact, he wrote a water music overture. So during this hour of classical music, we are going to enjoy it right now. It's on Kansas Public Radio with Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Telemann's Overture, Water Music.
Thank you.
Telemann's Overture, Water Music, here on KPR, Sir Neville Mariner, and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Yes, I am in a water music mood, so we will listen to the most famous one coming up, and one that you may not know, by the Stillwaters from 1925. Very interesting. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors, though, that keep us on the air so that you can enjoy this lovely music. Support for classical music on KPR comes from, of course it does, the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics, Saturday, September 27th at 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net. All right. I was just about to say, are you ready for it? And then realized that's a Taylor Swift song, and this is not Taylor Swift, no, but it's someone just as famous, I would say. Handel, his Water Music, Suite Number 1 with all of your favorite famous movements. Right now on KPR, John Elliott Gardner and the English Baroque Soloists.
Thank you. Thank you.
Handel's Water Music Suite No. 1 here on KPR with John Elliott Gardner and the English Baroque Soloists. Some still water coming right up as your encore, but I would like to tell you about Kyle Wiley Pickett and the Topeka Symphony. They focused on film music back in their April 2024 concert, and you can hear themes from The Mission, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Last of the Mohicans, and more in Symphonic Sound. It's a nostalgic classics live featuring Topeka Symphony. That is tomorrow evening at 7, only on KPR, right before Tango Thursday. I'll have to pick out some good tango for you. Okay, Amy Beach. I found something by the Still Waters, 1925. Let's see if you like it on KPR. Virginia Eskin at the piano playing Amy Beach's By the Still Waters. Ah, a lovely, soothing, gorgeous encore. Love it indeed. Next hour, I have something not so soothing. I have something epic. I found a great excuse to play my favorite Beethoven symphony. Mm-hmm. A historical fact indeed. Always an excuse to play it. And I'm actually opening next hour with a tune, shall we say, that... well, takes that faded knock, knock, knock sound from it. You'll just have to keep listening to find out what it is. And while you're at it, while you're listening to the news at the top of the hour, go to kansaspublicradio.org, go over to the shows tab, click on Classics by Request. There's a form there. You can fill it out and let me know what you'd like to hear on my Saturday show from 1 to 4. Or if you've got requests for the evening, you can go to my website, Destiny Violin. There are lots of ways to find me on the World Wide Web. I'll be right back on KPR.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And this is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. ABC has announced that its late-night talk show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, has been suspended. The move comes after Kimmel made comments on Monday about the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Here's reporter Steve Futterman.
The Kimmel comments suggested that conservative groups, in Kimmel's words, were trying to score political points over Charlie Kirk's death. These are some of the comments.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
In a brief written statement, ABC said that the show will be preempted indefinitely. Just prior to the announcement, Nexstar, which owns 200 TV stations, said it was taking Kimmel off of its 32 stations, which are ABC affiliates. Kimmel's comments have also been criticized by the chairman of the FCC. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
The suspension of Kimmel's show, drawing comparisons to CBS's decision to discontinue Stephen Colbert's late-night show. CBS cites financial reasons. Both Kimmel and Colbert, though, have been critical of President Trump. Three law enforcement officers are dead, two others wounded after a shooting in South Central Pennsylvania. NPR's Jeff Brady reports a suspect is also dead, and authorities say there's no danger to the nearby community.
The police officers were investigating a case that authorities say was domestic-related along a rural road south of Harrisburg. Colonel Christopher Paris, commissioner of the Pennsylvania State Police, mourned the dead officers.
The grief will be unbearable, but we will bear it. And we will not rest until we've conducted a full, fair, competent, and thorough investigation.
Paris says a suspect also is dead, shot by police. The two wounded officers are listed in critical but stable condition at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. Students and staff at a nearby school sheltered in place as classes were ending. That order has been lifted. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
South Carolina State Supreme Court has denied a request to strike down a congressional district map designed to help Republicans win elections. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports that South Carolina's high court has ruled that the state courts cannot review claims of partisan gerrymandering.
The League of Women Voters of South Carolina argued this congressional map violates the state's constitution by not giving South Carolina's voters their equal right to elect members of the U.S. House of Representatives. The South Carolina Supreme Court found the state has no laws or redistricting standards against the redrawing of voting districts to make congressional elections less competitive and help a particular political party win. A similar ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court has cut off federal courts from reviewing partisan gerrymandering claims. The new South Carolina ruling comes after President Trump's push for Texas, Missouri, and other Republican-led states to draw new maps that could help the GOP keep control of the House after next year's midterm election. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Asking Mother Nature to help reduce nitrates from our rivers and streams, this KU graduate researcher is using vegetation in wetlands to mitigate excess nitrates.
Hi, my name is Bree Waterman. I'm a recent graduate from the University of Kansas, where I received a PhD in water resources and environmental science. And I specialize in understanding how certain agricultural practices influence stream and wetland water quality. And I specifically focus on understanding nitrate.
Nitrogen is crucial for plant or crop growth. What's the problem when there's too much?
Too much nitrogen can cause harmful algal blooms. It can also increase the cost of treating the water to use or to drink, and there's also been links to adverse health effects in humans.
Tell me about your research and how natural resources are playing a role in the solution.
So I've used experiments where I have put essentially model vegetation into flowing waterways and have looked at how the presence of the vegetation themselves slows down the water enough to allow the microbial processes to occur, which would be denitrification, which allows the nitrate to go back into the atmosphere.
Over the last several decades, nitrate use has increased globally for crop production. What benefit does this research have for the average Kansan?
So over the last 20 years, land use changes in Kansas have introduced more nitrogen into aquatic systems. And my research focuses on how wetlands or other land management practices can remove nitrogen closer to the source so we can ensure clean water traveling downstream, which is to the benefit of everyone.
With KU's bold commitment to innovation and discovery, the future of Kansas is brighter than ever. For more information, visit graduate.ku.edu or our website at kansaspublicradio.org. For Research Matters, I'm Steve Kincaid.
Johannes Brahms, Scherzo or Sonatensatz here on Kansas Public Radio with Isaac Stern on violin and Yefim Bronfman on piano. Hello there. Welcome to the 8 p.m. hour of Evening Classical. That is a hint, that music, the opener, the da-da-da-da, for a very famous fated pattern of notes we will listen to at the bottom of the hour, something historical that happened on this day. I'm Destiny. Like I said, thank you so much for being here with me. I love Haydn. I think many of you do too. So I thought now might be a nice time to play a Haydn symphony, one of his shorter ones. This is Symphony No. 10. It's with Adrian Shepherd conducting the Cantilena Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Enjoy. Haydn Symphony No. 10 here on KPR. Adrian Shepherd, Cantilena Orchestra. Haydn always puts a smile on my face. And do you know who Haydn's famous pupil was? Da-da-da-da, Beethoven! Yes, indeed. And guess what RCA Victor released on this day in 1934? The first recording, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Holy Guacamole, performed by the Philly Orchestra with Leopold Stokowski. Amazing and historical. Just under 100 years ago, 10 years short of 100 years. Time flies. Well, lucky for us, I take that as my excuse to play his symphony this evening. And I've got George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Something from more recent times. So enjoy this right now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Well, I don't really know what to say after that, other than to tell you that it's Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 with George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra, and it's epic here on KPR. One of my all-time favorite symphonies. I am a big fan of Beethoven. I'm also a big fan of the violin, and I realize now that it's Wednesday. We're at the end of this hour, and I've played for you quite a few violin-specific things this week. I suppose that's what happens when you're a violinist yourself. So you know what? Tomorrow maybe I'll give a shout-out to the viola and open with something for the viola. What do you think? I think so. The viola is nice. It's very similar to the violin. It just doesn't have the really high squeaky E string like the violin. It has the much lower C string, which I find to be quite soulful and beautiful. There's some fun facts for you music lovers out there. By the way, have you made your request for my Saturday show? There's still time to get one in. If I get a bunch, I'll have to roll them to the next Saturday. But go to kansaspublicradio.org/classics-by-request. Fill out the form, let me know what you'd like to hear, and maybe, just maybe, you'll hear it this Saturday, and if not this Saturday, next Saturday, I promise. Have a great night, folks. This is KPR.
You know that Morning Edition keeps you up to date on the news, but did you know it might help you find a new hobby?
People go beachcombing for lots of different things. Shells, rocks, driftwood. We're after sea glass.
We also bring you stories that make you smile.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn on September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org. That would have been a perfect read for the water music hour last hour. This is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are spending the night in Windsor Castle, west of London, as royal guests during a state visit to the UK. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Windsor.
Military bands, parades, a carriage ride, and a white tie state banquet, where President Trump, in a toast to King Charles, called this visit one of the highest honors of his life. Outside the 11th century castle, there were some MAGA hats and some protesters, including retiree Lynn Iliffe.
Never been on a demonstration in my life before, but felt so strongly I needed to come and show my dislike of Mr. Trump.
Four people were arrested after video was projected onto the side of Windsor Castle, showing Trump with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The U.S. president attends a business reception Thursday, then holds a press conference with Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Windsor, England.
ABC is pulling comedian Jimmy Kimmel off the air. ABC says it is suspending Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely, following comments he made about the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The announcement came after one of the network's largest affiliate groups, Nexstar Media, said it would stop airing the show on its stations. The fired CDC director, Susan Benares, was on Capitol Hill today telling a Senate panel that the public health system in the U.S. is heading to what she called a dangerous place under Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I resigned because CDC leaders were reduced to rubber stamps, supporting policies not based in science and putting American lives at risk.
Vaccine Advisory Committee that Kennedy revamped is to open a two-day meeting in Atlanta tomorrow to vote on new guidelines. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner promising a full and fair investigation into what led to the shooting deaths of three police officers today. Authorities say two others are in critical but stable condition. The shooting happened in southeastern Pennsylvania in York County. Federal Reserve lowered its benchmark interest rate for the first time this year, and NPR's Scott Horsley reports that Fed officials signaled that more rate cuts could be on the way.
The central bank cut its benchmark interest rate by a quarter percentage point in an effort to shore up a job market that's shown little growth in the last 4 months. On average, members of the Fed's rate-setting committee signaled they expect to cut rates by another half percentage point by the end of this year. The newest member of the committee, White House economist Stephen Miron, called for larger rate cuts, echoing the demands of President Trump, but Miron failed to sway his committee colleagues. By design, the central bank is supposed to operate without political pressure from the White House, so it can make the sometimes unpopular decisions needed to keep a lid on inflation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. Israeli troops and tanks are pushing deeper into Gaza City. The city is Gaza's main urban area, and Israel is moving to seize control of it. Ground troops began moving in on Monday. Prior to that, the Israeli military says Air Force and artillery units struck the city more than 150 times over the past few days. Health authorities in Gaza say the Palestinian death toll after 2 years of war now tops 65,000. International aid workers in Gaza City saved a warehouse of archaeological artifacts before an Israeli airstrike leveled the building. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli military in the last couple weeks ordered people to evacuate multiple tall buildings in Gaza City and then destroyed them, saying Hamas was using them. One of those buildings housed a repository of artifacts from more than 25 years of archaeological excavations in Gaza, including ceramic jugs, mosaics, and artifacts from one of the world's first Christian monasteries from the 4th century. Aid workers and the Vatican's representatives in Jerusalem appealed to the Israeli military for a delay and quickly moved the artifacts to another location in Gaza before the building was destroyed. The UN says Israel's military has damaged more than 100 cultural and historic sites in Gaza in nearly 2 years of war. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny leads this year's Latin Grammy nominations. The Latin Recording Academy announced this year's nominees in a live stream today. Bad Bunny received 12 nominations, including Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Record of the Year. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
Thank you.
That's organist Mike LeDunn's Groover Quartet for you here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. Opening tonight's show with a tune by Ray Bryant called Slow Freight. It's really rare for a jazz group to be together for 25 years plus, but that's the case here with organist Mike LeDunn, with the guitarist Peter Bernstein, saxophonist Eric Alexander, drummer Joe Farnsworth. And they've just issued a 2-CD album. One of the albums is called Turn It Up. We just heard from that one recorded live last year at the Side Door in Connecticut. And the other album is called You'll See, that one from 2004, Mike LeDunn's Groover Quartet. And that opens Jazz in the Night. It's Wednesday night. It is the 9 o'clock hour. It's our new release spotlight hour. We'll be hearing new ones from trombonist Ryan Kieberly and from tenor saxophone George Coleman. But right now it's Christian McBride's Big Band, the bassist's new album, Without Further Ado, Volume 1. And a whole lot of guest vocalists on this one, including here, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant with the Christian McBride Big Band on KPR.
All through the night, I delight in your love. All through the night, you're so close to me. All through the night, from a height far above, you and your love bring me ecstasy. When dawn comes to waken me, you're never there at all. I know you have forsaken me till the shadows fall. But then once again I can dream. I have the right to be close to you all through the night.